Welcome to the weekly edition of Beyond the Title, where we get to know the person behind the strategy, the story, and yes, the brand. Joining us every week are senior professionals across the globe. So amazing that we just have to know who they are.
All right, welcome again to another session of Beyond the Title, where we speak with exceptional professionals with extraordinary experiences. Now, joining us today is Mazen Maru from Friesland Campina. Welcome, Mazen.
Hey, how are you?
It is such a brilliant day, and having you, you know, to give me that boost in my day just makes it perfect.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
It's amazing to have you, Mazen. Now, you are an exceptionally well-achieved professional, from what I can tell. But the picture that you sent me with all those lovely medals, tell us more about all of that. What is that for?
Well, next to my job, I'm also a not professional runner, but also I love running. It's my hobby, and I have been running since 7-8 years. Well, I started when I was in Lebanon, then Dubai. But funny, when I moved to Netherlands, there was a race every single weekend. So in the last 5 years, I was almost racing one or twice per weekend.
When you say racing, you're talking about marathon racing.
Yeah, like either a half marathon or a full marathon. Or of course, 10K, so anything. So 5K, 10K. Sometimes I do 3 or 4 races per day. So it's the same event, but then they have 5, 10, 21, and I do all.
Oh, wow. Okay. Have you done the Istanbul marathon yet?
Yeah, of course I did, yes. In 2013 or 14, I can't remember.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
It's nice going because it's the only one where you can cross two continents together.
That's correct. And I'm hoping that we are able to travel this year, because it's again, I think it's in October or November.
November,
great. So hopefully you, me, and Bass, and of course the other 15,000, 20,000 lovely people out there can join us. For me, I can only do a 5K. I'll push my 10K limit. I'm in training, by the way.
Okay.
But what drives you to want to do, to continue a good sport like this?
I think it's the feel of achieving. And to do more, and to experience like new adventures or different locations or new challenges. So each year, me and my brother and two friends, we pick one big challenge. And for example, we did the North Pole, South Pole, Everest Marathon. Like each year, we pick like really an extreme adventure. And then we go with it, and then we try to challenge our bodies and ourselves to see how much we can handle. And surprisingly, the more you put in, the more you can handle.
Wow.
So you can really go extreme with this. And of course, you need some proper training with it.
You mentioned the North Pole and South Pole. Did you do any form of run or a trek to the North Pole or South Pole?
So the South Pole was part of the 777. So we run 7 marathons on 7 continents during 7 days, so 777. And then Antarctica was the last one. We run a full marathon there. And the North Pole was the year after, where we run a marathon on the North Pole, which was a piece of ice. So, you know, the North Pole each year is a different location. And usually it goes on a piece of just ice, where they build a base camp, and then we run there.
It's winter right now where I am, and I'm thinking, you know, I woke up at 5 this morning to go for my run, and I was going, oh, come on, you know, who does this at 5 in the morning? But thinking about you preparing, but also then going to a block of ice.
We have he wanted to come and say hello.
What a beautiful snowy cat. what's your kitten's name? I have to ask.
Yuppie. It's Yuppie, for my wife. He's new, like 10 days in our house, and he's a great I don't know, spirit and so on. Like he's having a lot of fun with us. So good. We added one more person to the house, to the family.
It is a beautiful, beautiful creature to have. And of course, it looks like it's a beautiful rescue too. And you know, kudos to your wife for rescuing the animals out there.
Yeah, indeed.
So you spoke about your drive, and that's what, you know, makes you want to perfect and challenge yourself to see how much you can challenge yourself in your bodies. But what is your ikigai? What's that reason you jump out of bed each morning?
Yeah, well, it's kind of the same for me. It's just I want to be better. I want to try to achieve better things during the day and to get out at the end, either learn something new or achieve something or help someone or motivated someone, inspired someone. I don't know. It's just like to add something to my life, to my family and to someone around me, like some added value. And that will make me feel satisfied at the end of the day. Could be really anything small that you might do during the day and be able to feel filled in and satisfied.
Awesome, awesome. Yes, achievement, satisfaction of being able to achieve something. I think that was one of the core goals when, you know, when the first video game was also created, because it's your state of flow, they call it, right? You're always trying to improve on that score or what you're doing. Amazing, amazing. Thank you so much. Hey, if now, because again, you know, hey, I look at you and go, you're leading the best life possible out there. You know, you are extremely well achieved also in your profession, but also you push yourself to another form of physical excellence. But if life were a movie, what character would you like to play? What character do you think your life would be based on?
Yeah, that's a tough one. But I think if there's a movie that I want to play again and be the actor, I would go with the Run, Forrest, Run. It's one of my favorite movies where I can just go and run and run and run and explore and keep on running.
Awesome. Awesome. A brilliant movie by Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Yep. I watched it so many times, so I really like it. And funny, I have run in my life 16,000 kilometers. So
16,000 kilometers. And you're tracking that as well?
Yeah, since day one, since 2013.
2015? 13. Wow. Okay. So in a little over 7 years, you've actually run over 15,000 kilometers.
Correct, correct.
Wow, okay. I need to start tracking how much I actually run.
It's a good way to track yourself and see what you are doing, how much. Also, we talked about data. I remember we talked about data last time. But also for running, data is so important. So tracking and each second matters, because sometimes you just want to beat this 1 minute or the 30 seconds for a full marathon or a 10K or whatever, and then just analyzing this data and trying to get better, it's really important. So not only for professional and for marketing and also for personal life, for hobbies like running, swimming or cycling. I'm not obsessed with it, but some people are very obsessed with it. Time, what was your time? I want to beat your time, but I'm not. It's for me just insights to get better.
Hey, it shows that you're also driven. Again, I think data is great in all aspects of life where you can actually start pushing yourself to improve, whether that is in your profession or in your personal life. It proves that. So in the hustle of things, because you also work Asia time as well as Europe time. So what's that one app that keeps you sane and structured?
I guess it's here. I wake up without any alarm. But I think the app that I utilize a lot just to stay sane, but not organized. It's more Audible. I have been using that since last year, and I have listened to 50 books last year alone. So it just keeps me more motivated and inspired to read all these stories and books. I have been focusing more on personal development and growth category. So that was my favorite section so far. but I utilize that a lot, and that keeps me, yeah, very sane, I think, because I do get inspired by real stories. So that's one. Sometimes I use Spotify to listen to a lot of podcasts and speeches, like Zig Ziglar and Robin Sharma and Simon Sinek. So a lot of those. Yeah. So
have you subscribed to the Insider BTT channel, to our Beyond the Title podcast?
Not yet, but I will do it after this one.
Awesome. Hey, what was your favorite book? What was your recent book or your favorite book?
I read most of the books of Robin Sharma's books, like The 5 a.m. Club, but I have been anyway an early bird. I wake up anyway at 4:35, but it's good to read it and then check the importance or how really can this change your life. I also read the Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, so that's also a good book. And the other writer is Simon Sinek, so also all the books that he wrote recently, the three of them, the Find Your Why, that's one. It's a good book as well for me. So it all starts with the why, right? So
correct. Yeah. I haven't read Simon Sinek's Find Your Why, but I did read a lot of Robin Sharma's. One of my favorite, of course, is, it's somewhere in my library there, on The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. Awesome. Still very relevant tidbits of information.
Of course it is. Even most of his books are relevant, and even the 5 a.m. is relevant. It's true. It's if you try it, if you wake up early, then it's just, you can be amazed by the outcome and how productive you can be. And when it's dark, there's no one, it's quiet, and then you can just finish task after task and work out or run or do your stuff. You can be much more efficient and productive.
No, true, so true. Hey, so let's go back in time, if you will. What was your first job? The job that actually structured you to the person that you are right now, where you took note and said, yeah, this is what I want to do.
Funny. It structured me correct, but it was just a job where I had to do, because in Lebanon, things were a bit tough and challenging. So you had to work during being in university. So I was a bartender for a long time. Of course, it shaped me, like, from a discipline and then from learning more about life and you know, going through all the different stages of life. Which was good. Of course, it wasn't my dream job or anything, but it was a good job with a great income, where I can work after university. It's I learned a lot from it. So that's definitely my first job. And then the first professional one was, I used to work at Dell in the IT department, but that was like 12, 13 years ago.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And if you would take your life today compared to back then, and you know, the hardships, of course, that not just Lebanon, the country, but also, you know, the people there have faced. What is the one note that you take and you try to mentor into your colleagues or into your peers?
Yeah, I think it's. One thing that I would definitely focus on is empathy, is to be able to understand the other, the circumstances, and support each other. That's key, because especially when you work in a global environment, different cultures, and especially now COVID and the situation, people should stand with each other, understand each other, and have empathy towards each other. That's one key function for me. As a trait and a character, or a good leadership trait, I would say. And that's what I try to really push in the environment around my team, so they really have that type of mindset. Because, you know, work is work, it's perfect, but then relationships and being there for the people, that would last forever. If you really help others, one day this will come back to you, and then it will, in a positive manner, people will remember that. No one will stay in the same role or position or company for you. This is impossible. So that's a really key trait that I really focus on in my life.
Awesome. Very admirable. And yes, empathy, people work, right? Yes, you have amazing amount of technology. Yes, you have AI and all that, but it is the people that work at the end of it.
Exactly. Without people, tech will not work. Technology will not work. System will not work. So still, people are key. We all talk about machine learning and AI and robotics and stuff, but still, human is behind all of this.
Correct. No, awesome. If we look at where we are right now, it's been a crazy year. Last year, 2020, was tough for everybody. But what is 2021's biggest hope for you? What do you hope for?
I'm really positive into this year. Even I was positive last year, despite all the COVID. I try to keep this positive mindset. At the end, I'm hoping for a better world where we have no COVID anymore, where we can go back and live normally in a safe environment, in a safe place. Because also it's causing a lot of damages at all different levels, not economical only, but also to families who were hit by COVID or someone died from COVID. Then you have the economical part, the jobs, and all the other stuff. So definitely it had impacted everyone around the globe.
So true. No, makes perfect sense. Again, that positivity, I think, is one of the biggest qualities in most leaders, most people I see who are coming into BDD as well, is that, as much as you want to just, give up and say, this is just a bad situation, we can't do anything about it, that situation or that mindset may just push you down the rabbit hole. And I see that, a lot of our guests who come to BDT share that with us, that, they want to make sure that they are there for their teams, for their people around them, that they are being positive, because you mentioned this in the past as well. No one's going to be in the same place the whole time, whether it is the job that you are in, the position you're in, or in the situation you're in. It's going to change, and it's going to change for the better. So thank you.
Yeah, we hope so, of course. Definitely.
Now, imagine you are an influencer. There are at least 35,000 people who know you.
Okay.
No, you are. You are an amazing guy. It comes through as well through the conversation we have.
I hope I can be more. I can inspire people more than influence. I will take it from that perspective. I will disagree on the influence report. I do have a big network, but I really hope that I can. My job or my aim or mission is to inspire, even from a professional, like the LinkedIn part, where I try to inspire people that anyone can really achieve it if you just put the time, the efforts, and studying and working and putting priorities. And the second part is the sports part, because also I'm sponsored by ASICS, for example, and I do try to inspire people to keep on moving and being healthy, and especially during this COVID period where it's really key and important to just maintain two type of health. One is mental and the second is physical, so both are really important. In the last few weeks I have been doing a lot of talks as well, pushing for a more mental health and organization really supporting that and being there for their teams and employees to let them really spend some time to take care of themselves mentally, physically, and their families as well. But go on, you had a question. So
just to touch on that, I'm glad you said that, because that reshape, and of course through the whole year of 2020 we've been talking about mental health and the role the company, the leaders in the companies, and of course the team leaders for the smaller groups have for and towards their own colleagues. We spoke of that, right at Reshape in June last year. We are taking that very seriously at Insider, and we're of course bringing it back again to Reshape this year. But I'm glad that you're actually also very supportive of this, because a lot of people think it's not something that people should be worried about. And in 2021, you have the data to back you up with that. So it's not something that can be rubbed around, under the rug. But going to the question for you, knowing you, of course, you know, you're an awesome guy. I've got to know you better through a lot of our WhatsApp messages. But what is that one weird fact about you that nobody knows yet?
That's a great question. And to be honest, I did ask my partner. Maybe she can brainstorm. And she is right. She told me something that I think it's a weird two facts, but in a positive way. Are one is that I sleep anywhere at any time, even it's on the weirdest moments. So you just, if I want to sleep, I can just go sleep, even on a plane or I don't know, at any time. So that's a bit. So even when we're on the mountains, like even North Pole, I just sleep. And then all the guys were just jealous and tried to keep me awake. And I think the second weird fact is that I'm tough. I'm very tough on myself, which in a positive way. I can handle a lot without saying anything, so I can just keep on handling the situation. I don't like to show weaknesses. That's the kind of fact for them. I don't know. I don't like to surrender or to show weaknesses. Maybe it's not a good fact. It's good.
Hey, if it works for you, I know. I get some bits of it. I get, you know, hey, if you're university, you don't want to back down. Or there was a lovely guest a few months ago who spoke of, you know, standing up for social injustice or standing up against, social injustice. And, you know, it takes a lot of grit, strength to be able to do that, and not to back down and not to show, this is too difficult for me to even stand up against. That makes sense. I'm guessing you're in those.
But also, to be honest, it's the culture from where we're coming from, as also the population of Lebanon, where we went through a lot. We lived in many wars and we had a lot of damages and issues. And recently the explosion of last year, for example. So I guess we are a tough population at the end of the day. And then despite all that, you still see us going out and trying to celebrate life and enjoying life. I think it's a mix of culture and where I'm coming from and the journey that I took. But I know it's not a good fact. Sometimes it's good to just take a step back and ask for help and support. But I don't do that much.
Hey, no, I get it. And hopefully your family is well in Lebanon.
Yeah,
as well.
Everyone is well. Thank you. Oh, my parents are very well.
God bless. Last question, you know, seeing where you are right now, what is the proudest moment of your life?
That's a good question. I think I do have many proud moments. So each challenge I finish is definitely a proud moment. And that challenge, I would say, any small achievement that I do during my journey, and journey is equal life. So for example, yesterday I passed my Dutch exam, which for me, I told you, but for me, it's still, I'm proud. I did something small, because sometimes we forget to celebrate and be proud of ourselves. And then we look only into a 1 year goal or 2 years or whatever. And then we say, oh, we haven't achieved. And you wait only for 1 year to celebrate one moment. But for me, it's, you need to really celebrate these small moments along the way, just to keep yourself enriched with this feeling of fulfillment that you have achieved something, and then you should be really proud of it. And especially now we live in a tough situation with the COVID. So also we need to be more proud of what we are achieving, and are we keeping ourselves sane and our families and work. So there are more moments that we should be proud of and happy and to celebrate.
Correct. Hey, every morning I wake up with a big smile on my face. I take it as a huge accomplishment, because, you know, just waking up happy and sleeping happy is a big thing for most of us. Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you, Mazen. It was amazing having you once again. And I hope to have you at Reshape. Of course, I know you've confirmed everything.
Of course.
Continuing the conversation further into Reshape as well.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me. A great discussion. So I look forward to seeing it again. Thank you.
Thank you.